Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. How are you? Hope you are well. Hope you're safe, healthy, and happy. No matter what your measure of health, if you can hear my voice, you have enough to be grateful. Ain't that the truth? Yeah. So what I'm about to do now is just go and get it started. Y'all ready?
Ready.
Yeah. Ready.
One, two. When you think of love, gotta get it on your mind. Yeah. Come on. When you think of love, gotta get it on your mind. When you think of love, gotta get it on your mind. Ain't nothing but ready, boy.
Go ahead.
That's all it is. Oh, man. Well, Shirley Strawberry.
Hey, Steve, you got your outfit together?
No, not yet. Got about 15 things laid out.
They stringy, ain't they? They got strings and tassels
all
over.
I wish I had. I would, Tommy. I wish. Boy, let me tell you something. I know I can't fit it, but if I had that outfit on that I went to see Irwin in 75,
1975.
What size do you think you were in 75?
Oh, dog, I wore about a 30 waist.
God.
30 waist. And needed that belt on tight. 75, dog, I was weighing about 148. Well, I picked up a couple pounds, about 149 probably.
I don't know if I can get to that 30 waist.
30 waist? I get to a 30 waist right now, man. Y'all going to look at me and start praying. Steve, you all right?
Steve, sick.
Yeah.
I could get to 30 if I really tried.
You there now, boy?
Hell yeah. What? Your little ass, why
I'm
not?
I'm at 34. Uh-uh. It would take me a minute.
Yeah, as short as you is, I'm surprised you ain't a 30 now. I've seen them little bit
that
of
would
suits
be
you be wearing.
Disproportionate.
34.
With 34 waist, but with a high ass, though. I don't know, Tommy.
Oh, Steve, I got something to tell you.
I'm listening.
You know what I read? Peloton Bikes, they have been asked to do research as to why short people can't ride their bikes because they don't make them.
Where the hell is coming from?
Tommy.
Carla, where the hell is it coming from?
Don't you have a Peloton bike?
I got them. I bought my wife a Peloton. Where is it coming from, Carla? What is she saying?
Yeah. I'm just saying it was a story.
No, no. He bought it for his wife.
Yeah.
He don't want to try it because he don't want the kids to see him getting up on it.
They got to do research.
Daddy, why don't you sit on the seat? Shut up and get out of here.
All right, coming up in 32 minutes after the hour.
Okay. It's on, Carla.
It was a story. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey, in the building right after this.
Google it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.